Chapter 14. Forgiveness and Reconciliation. Healing Relationships and Building Bridges. The practice of forgiveness is our most important contribution to the healing of the world. Marianne Williamson. Forgiveness and reconciliation are powerful forces in the Christian faith, central to healing relationships and restoring brokenness. These two concepts go hand in hand. While forgiveness is an individual act of releasing resentment and letting go of past hurts, reconciliation focuses on the restoration of relationships and the rebuilding of trust. Forgiveness opens the door to healing, while reconciliation builds a bridge that connects hearts and communities once divided by pain. Everyone loves the idea of reconciliation until it involves truth-telling, confessing, repenting, dismantling, forgiving, and peacemaking. Eugene Cho. In a world marked by division, conflict, and deep wounds, the ability to forgive and pursue reconciliation is not only transformative, but also essential for healing relationships and fostering unity. This chapter delves into the spiritual and practical aspects of forgiveness and reconciliation, illustrating how these acts mirror God's grace and bring about personal and collective healing. To me, forgiveness is the cornerstone of healing. Sylvia Fraser. It takes a lot more courage to let go than it does to hand on to it. Letting go doesn't mean ignoring a situation. It means accepting what is exactly as it is, without fear, resistance, or a struggle for control. Iyanla Van Zandt. The biblical foundation of forgiveness and reconciliation. Forgiveness is a recurring theme throughout the Bible, emphasized by Jesus as a cornerstone of Christian living. In Matthew 6 verses 14 to 15, Jesus states, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." This verse establishes the critical importance of forgiveness in our relationship with God, highlighting that just as we are forgiven, we must forgive others. Reconciliation is also an integral part of Christian teaching. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." This passage underscores that reconciliation is not only something we receive from God through Christ, but also something we are called to extend to others. Just as God has reconciled us to himself, we are to be ambassadors of reconciliation, building bridges where there were once divides. Forgiveness, the path to inner healing. Forgiveness is often the first step toward healing, both for us and in our relationships. When we choose to forgive, we release the weight of anger, bitterness, and resentment that can consume our hearts. While the act of forgiving does not negate the hurt or injustice we have experienced, it frees us from the emotional chains that keep us tied to the offense. The story of Joseph offers one of the most powerful examples of forgiveness in the Bible. After being betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and enduring years of hardship, Joseph rose to a position of power in Egypt. When his brothers came to him in need during a famine, Joseph had every reason to seek revenge. Instead, he chose to forgive them, saying, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Genesis 50 verse 20. Joseph's forgiveness allowed for the healing and restoration of his family and shows that forgiveness can break the cycle of pain and lead to reconciliation. Reconciliation, restoring relationships. While forgiveness is primarily an internal act, reconciliation is about restoring relationships. Reconciliation takes time, trust, and effort, but it is the natural extension of true forgiveness. In many cases, forgiveness may be the first step, but reconciliation is the goal that brings about lasting peace and unity. The parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15 verses 11 to 32, illustrates the beauty of reconciliation. When the younger son returns home after squandering his inheritance, his father runs to embrace him, welcoming him back with open arms. This act of reconciliation restores the relationship between father and son, offering a powerful image of God's desire to reconcile with humanity. Just as the father in the parable celebrates the return of his son, so God rejoices when we seek reconciliation with him and with one another. Case Study 1. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa. One of the most profound modern examples of forgiveness and reconciliation on a national scale is the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, led by Archbishop Desmond Tutu in the aftermath of apartheid. The commission allowed both victims and perpetrators of human rights abuses to come forward and share their stories. For many, this process was painful, but it was also healing. It provided a space for forgiveness to be sought and for reconciliation to begin. Archbishop Tutu often spoke about the power of forgiveness, stating, "Without forgiveness, there's no future." He understood that for South Africa to move forward as a united nation, it had to confront its past and seek healing through the difficult process of reconciliation. This model of reconciliation, rooted in Christian principles, demonstrates how forgiveness can lay the foundation for healing the entire communities and nations. Case Study 2. Reconciliation with Indigenous Communities in Canada. Another significant example of forgiveness and reconciliation is found in Canada's efforts to reconcile with the Indigenous communities. For decades, Indigenous peoples in Canada faced systemic oppression, particularly through the residential school system, which aimed to assimilate Indigenous children into Western culture, often leading to physical, emotional, and spiritual trauma. These schools, many of which were run by religious institutions, left deep scars on generations of Indigenous peoples. In response to these injustices, Canada has taken significant steps toward reconciliation through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada, TRC. Established in 2008, the TRC gathered testimonies from survivors of the residential school system and sought to uncover the truth about these abuses, while also offering a pathway toward healing. The TRC's final report, released in 2015, called for action and issued 94 calls to action to address the legacy of residential schools and foster reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples in Canada. This process, while painful, has been a crucial step in acknowledging the wrongs of the past and working toward healing. Forgiveness, in this context, is not about forgetting or minimizing the trauma, but about creating space for truth, healing, and mutual understanding. The reconciliation process in Canada continues to be a model of how nations can begin to heal from deep historical wounds by fostering open dialogue, offering reparations, and seeking justice. The role of humility in forgiveness and reconciliation. Forgiveness and reconciliation both require humility. To forgive, we must be willing to let go of our pride, acknowledge our own need for grace, and choose love over vengeance. To seek reconciliation, we must be willing to admit our own wrongs, make amends, and work toward rebuilding trust. In relationships, whether personal or communal, reconciliation is often hindered by pride or the fear of vulnerability. Yet, the Bible calls us to humility, as demonstrated by Jesus in Philippians 2 verses 3 to 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Humility opens the door to reconciliation by allowing us to see others through the lens of grace and to seek the good of the relationship over our own self-interest. Practical steps to forgiveness and reconciliation. 1. Recognize the need for forgiveness. The first step in forgiveness is acknowledging the hurt and the need to forgive. Whether we need to forgive someone else or seek forgiveness ourselves, recognizing the impact of the offense is critical for healing. 2. Take the initiative. Reconciliation often begins when one party takes the first step toward making peace. Be willing to reach out, express your desire for healing, and open the door to honest dialogue. 3. Pray for humility and grace. Forgiveness and reconciliation require strength, humility, and grace. Pray for God's guidance and the ability to forgive, even when it is difficult. 4. Seek mediation if necessary. In situations where reconciliation is challenging, involving a third party, such as a counselor, pastor, or mediator, can provide the support needed to navigate the process. 5. Be patient. Reconciliation is a process that takes time. Be patient with yourself and with the other person as you work toward rebuilding trust and healing the relationship. Bible verses on forgiveness and reconciliation. Ephesians 4 verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Matthew 5 verses 23 to 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there, remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Discussion questions. 1. Is there someone in your life with whom you need to reconcile? How can you take the first step toward forgiveness and healing? 2. How has forgiveness led to reconciliation in your life? And what did you learn from the process? 3. Why do you think reconciliation is difficult for many people, and how can we better rely on God's grace to restore broken relationships? Further reading. 1. The Book of Forgiving by Desmond Tutu and Fo Tutu. A Practical Guide to Understanding Forgiveness and Reconciliation, based on the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission. 2. Total Forgiveness by R.T. Kendall. A deep exploration of the challenges and rewards of forgiving others and experiencing personal freedom through forgiveness. 3. The Prodigal God by Timothy Keller. This book offers insight into God's grace and the power of reconciliation, as illustrated in the parable of the prodigal son. Conclusion. Forgiveness and reconciliation are profound expressions of God's love and grace, offering a pathway to healing that is both personal and communal. In a world where conflict, division, and pain are all too common, the act of forgiveness becomes a radical choice to release the burden of resentment and choose love. Yet, it is through reconciliation that relationships are truly restored, and bridges of trust are rebuilt. The examples of Joseph in the Bible, Nelson Mandela in South Africa, and the ongoing reconciliation with indigenous communities in Canada show that forgiveness is not limited to personal offenses, but can bring healing to entire communities and even nations. These stories illustrate that while forgiveness may begin with an individual act of letting go, reconciliation is the broader work of repairing relationships and building bridges where once there was only division. At its core, reconciliation is about more than just making peace. It is about restoring what was broken and bringing about a new sense of unity. This process often requires time, patience, and humility, as both sides work together to rebuild trust. But the rewards of reconciliation are immense. Healing for those involved, peace for communities, and the reflection of God's kingdom on earth. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not easy paths to walk. They require courage, humility, and a reliance on God's grace. Yet, as Christians, we are called to be ambassadors of reconciliation, embodying the same grace and forgiveness that we have received from God. When we forgive, we are not only freeing ourselves from the weight of past hurts, but we are also opening the door for God to work in our hearts and in our relationships. As we seek reconciliation in our own lives, let us remember that it is through the power of Christ's love that true healing is possible. Whether in our families, our communities, or on a broader societal scale, the work of reconciliation is sacred and transformative. Through forgiveness, we reflect the heart of God. And through reconciliation, we build bridges that lead to lasting peace and restoration. Let us move forward as people committed to both forgiveness and reconciliation, trusting that through these acts, God's grace will bring healing where there once was hurt, and unity where there once was division. By living out these values, we can be agents of change in a world that desperately needs the healing power of love and grace.